Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Hey, Mishnah Tes. Misha Yu Peris Rechekim Imenu. Someone whose produce was very far away from him, and it was coming the time of beer. It was close to Erev Pesach on the fourth year or the seventh year of the Maaser cycle, the Shemitah cycle, and he had to get rid of the Maaser. So what should he do? He didn't have his produce in close access. Sarach Likreis Lam Shem, he has to designate a specific name of the person who he's giving it to. So the truma that goes to the kain, he has to say a specific kain, and he actually has to be maknatim. He has to give it over and acquire it to the kain from a distance. And the meiser, he has to give it to a specific levi, and the meiser ani to a specific poor person. And the Mishnah brings a story that describes this. Meisa of Rabbi Gamliel Bezakinim. It once happened, a story with Rabbi Gamliel and others, the Kenim, other elders, Shahayu Bayim Besfina, they were traveling on a boat, and it was coming the time of the Zman HaBir, and one of them had produce at home that he didn't yet separate and give away the Meiser. He didn't yet appropriate the Meiser to who it goes to. I'm Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, Easter Shani Asad Lamay Nasan Yeshua. The Meiser that I'm planning on, the 10% Meiser Rishon that I plan on separating, I want it to be given to Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was on the boat, and he wanted to give him, Rabbi Yeshua was a Levi, he wanted to give him the Meiser Rishon. And the way he gave it over to him, he said, "Umakaymei Muskerlei," the place that the Meiser Rishon is sitting on, that piece of property that I own, I want the property to be rented to him, in order that he will be able to acquire the Meiser Rishon by paying for the rental of the space underneath it. And then he said, Iser Shani Asid Lamaid Nasan La Akiva Ben Yosef. Another tenth that I'm going to separate, I want to be given to Akiva Ben Yosef. This was the Meiser Ani that he's now giving over to Akiva Ben Yosef, who was the Gavai Tzedakah that he would distribute it to the Aniyim. I want him to acquire it for the Aniyim, Umakayim Muskerlei, and he should rent out the piece of property underneath it in order to acquire the Meiser Ani along with it. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Then Rabbi Yeshua, who was the Levi who was receiving the Meiser Rishon from Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Yeshua then said, Iser Shani Asad Lamed, the tenth that I'm going to take off of this Meiser Rishon, which is the Trumas Meiser. Nasan Elazar ben Azariah, I want to give it to Elazar ben Azariah, who is a Kayin. Umakayim Muskerlei, and I want to rent out the space underneath it to him so he can acquire that Trumas Meiser. They paid each other for the rental of the properties underneath the different produce, and the transaction is complete, and all the Meiser was given over. Mishnah Yud. The Mishnah over here through the end of the Masechta discussed the Vidui. Vidui Meiser at the Zman HaBir, which was on Pesach, on the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. They would have to get rid of all the Meiser, and then they would have to say Vidui Meiser, declaring that everything was given away. The Psukim in the Torah describe exactly word for word in Parshas Kis, I forget. Describe Dvarim Chaf Vav, the Psukim Yud Gimel through Tes Vav. Go through exactly the wording of the Vidui Meiser, and the next several Mishnayos will go line by line, explaining line by line the different words that are said in this Vidui Meiser. Mishnah Yud. B'mincha b'yemtiv ha'akrin hayu mizvadim. On mincha time in the afternoon, on the last day of Pesach, they would say this Vidui Meiser. Ketzad haya Vidui. How is the Meiser said? How did it go? So we go line by line. They would say the word Biyarti HaKadosh Min HaBayis. I'm removing the Kadosh, the sanctified produce Min HaBayis, from the house. Which sanctified produce is this referring to? Zeh Meiser Sheni V'Netar Avai. That's referring to Meiser Sheni and Netar Avai that have a Kedusha. They have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. That's what's being referred to. He's saying, I already took it out. The next word is Nesatav LeLevi. I gave it to the Levi. Zeh Meiser Levi. That's the Meiser Rishon that goes to the Levi. And he says the words Vegan Nesatav, and I also gave. What's this other giving? Zu Truma Trumas Meiser. It's referring to two different types of Truma. The Truma Gedela that the Baal Bais takes off first, and the Trumas Meiser that the Levi takes off from the Meiser Rishon. And he says, Lager Liyasam L'Amana, I gave to the ger, the convert, and the orphan and the widow. Is that Maaser Ani? This is the Maaser Ani that's given to poor people on the third and sixth year of the Maaser cycle. It's also, says the Mishnah, Halaket Vashikha Vapeya. Halaket Shikha and Peya that was left behind for the poor people. Even though Halaket Shikha and Peya are not Ma'akev, they're not a mandatory requirement that he must give them before saying this Vidui. He could say the Vidui even though he didn't give the Halaket Shikha and Peya, as opposed to the other things, the Maaser, Trumas and Maaser, had to have been given before saying this Vidui. But even still, he would add Halaket Shikha and Peya in, even though it wasn't mandatory before this Vidui. The words minabayas that he said in the first phrase, Biyarti HaKadosh minabayas, they were coming to include another thing that was holy besides for the Maaser Sheni Lenetzer Havai, and that's Zu Chala. That's referring to Chala that's separated from the dough, which was always done inside the house. Maasers could be separated in the field, but Chala was separated when you made dough inside the house, so that's referring to the Chala. Mishnah, the next Mishnah will continue discussing line by line in the Vidui.